Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
$1,000 an hour, every hour, from 92.9 FM ESPN. The 92.9 line with breaking news and info at 92.9ESPN.com. Listen to 92.9 online, join the locker room, and get exclusive content and prizes, too, at 92.9ESPN.com. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's radio.com sports station. Instagram.com/92.9ESPN. Get us on Facebook, facebook.com/92.9ESPN. Hoop City's 92.9 FM ESPN. Data message rates apply, national contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
Grove is the 11 o'clock code word. You have until 12 noon to text the word Grove, G-R-O-V-E, to 72881, and you can win $1,000. We've had four local winners total for our cluster of radio stations. Two here on 92.9, and maybe you this hour. So text the word Grove, G-R-O-V-E, to 72881. You have 60 minutes to text Grove to 72881 and get your chance to win $1,000. Next code coming up at 12 noon.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey. Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to with one and stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my tables turn. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rep, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Welcome to your hump day, May 29th, and here we are. John Martin, it has been a whirlwind of good news for the University of Memphis, and today we know, today is the day that we should find out for those testing the NBA waters, right? Whether you're in or you're out,
yep.
That would apply to one man in particular when it comes to the University of Memphis and recruiting still left to do, or not. You've done the recruiting at this point, I suppose. And that comes down to a man named Rajon Tucker.
Yes.
Is it Rajon Tucker Day, John, like it was Precious Achiuwa Day, like it was Boogie Ellis Day, like it was Lester Quinones Day? We going to do it or not?
It will not be a day like that. It will definitely not be a day like those days. Those days were celebrations. Those days were
parade level.
Yeah, I mean, those days were exciting.
Felt like it.
You know, I mean, first of all, Rajon's already committed to Memphis. You don't get to commit to Memphis twice.
Well, that's true.
You know, you don't get to do that twice, which is kind of what would happen here. But you don't get to do that twice, nor
that's
do I think
point.
He's going to twice.
Okay.
You know, listen, it is a big day, and schools around the country are getting clarity sort of on their rosters and, you know, what their futures are going to look like. Memphis
Tennessee
is one of them.
Tennessee got a little bit of clarity,
I mean,
too,
Tennessee is – they're going to be in rough shape, man.
I heard you saying that with Jeff, and I had to nod my head. And say, yes, I think so. I mean, they've got a freshman coming in, a five-star guy in Josiah, but
Come on. You lose a ton.
It ain't James Wiseman.
With what's going out the door. No, he is not.
You know, I mean, it ain't him. You ain't getting, you're getting a good guard.
Right.
You're getting a good player.
Right.
But you ain't getting the number one player in the country. Yeah.
They'll be solid.
Yeah, I mean, Memphis is going to be favored in Knoxville.
Oh, it could be heavy favorites.
Yeah, like Memphis is going to be favored in Knoxville. And that will be one hell of a game. I mean, that's just one.
Is that going to be a little get back?
You circle in May. I think it has to be. You know, I think it's got to be.
But Memphis fans already itching for that one.
Just imagine the week leading up to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like a football rivalry, you know? It really is.
I bet old Barnes will be down playing that week. Oh, it's a good one for the state, you know. But
the question is, will Penny
be downplaying? What's more important for us is our conference schedule.
Will Penny downplay it that
week? Oh, no. Not after this past year.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got some unfinished business with
Rick Barnes. Well, don't forget what Admiral Schofield was doing at the end of that game. He was popping that Tennessee at you. So there's a little get back when it comes to the Memphis side. I'm sure that it wants to be had. You know what I mean? All right.
Exactly. So anyway, it is a day of great clarity for every school around the country. No question about it. Memphis is included in that.
Okay.
Rajon Tucker has until the end of the day to sort of declare his intentions, right? Are you staying in the draft or are you pulling out of the draft?
Mm-hmm.
If you pull out of the draft, great sign for Memphis and a great sign for him reporting to campus. If he stays in the draft, obviously that will end any thought of him being in a Memphis uniform, and that will be that. So anyway, we'll get to that here in just a second. Here's what we've got going on the show today. Mark Giannotto is at the vet. And we just learned this information. See, that is the part you were talking about having a dog. You know, you got to go to the vet. It's just part of the deal.
Mm.
And you know what? Speaking of which, my wife last night, for some weird, ungodly reason, just decided she was voluntarily going to watch the movie Marley and Me. And that is one of the all-time saddest movies ever.
Oh, man.
It is just nothing. And she said, sometimes you have to make yourself cry. I don't know why she was in that kind of a mood last night.
Is that the one with the dude with the nose?
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
Yes.
Yeah, looks like
that is him. Yes.
Seven times.
That is him.
Yeah.
I mean, the end, man, where he is carrying Marley.
I think I've seen it. Yeah.
Oh, God, it's just absolutely heart-wrenching.
Okay. Why are you doing this to us?
Well, I'm just saying, I don't think Mark's there for that reason, obviously. We certainly would hope
not. I hope not.
But we're going to reschedule Mark at some point. I don't know when he will be, but he will be on the show today at some point.
Okay.
11:45, we're going to be joined by Nick DePaula. Nick DePaula is, of course, our shoe guy for ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a piece up at ESPN about Ja Morant. Ja Morant is likely the next Memphis Grizzly. And I'm curious to sort of get his thoughts on how marketable, you know, he thinks Ja Morant will be. You know, obviously there are lots of guys who are endorsed by Nike and who wear Nike.
Mm-hmm.
Some more marketable, some pushed further than others. Where does Ja Morant fit into that equation? He's not Zion, but is he Paul George? I don't know. Like where does he fall into that range?
Yeah, it'd be interesting to ask.
So we will talk to him, and listen, some of it depends on production as well. But, you know, I mean, Nike is not – whoever signs Zion Williamson is not going to slow down when it comes to push. They're not going to wait for him to produce.
Their roster, that's one thing I want to add, but it's getting long. That's one
Nike,
thing. Can you have too many guys?
No,
that's what I wonder. Or is, no, you're just so big at this point now, you suck them all up.
Right.
That's
you go somewhere like Puma, you know, for example, and you're only talking about like DeAndre Ayton and who else is with Puma? Do you know off the top of your head? I know DeAndre Ayton. I don't know anybody else. I know they do have others, though.
Oh, yeah. There were a bunch of them that signed. And I feel
Marvin Bagley, right?
Yeah. I want to tell you, Bagley got Puma.
Yeah. So there are some others who are with Puma, but that is an interesting conversation. We'll do that with Nick DePaula. At 11:45. At 12:25, Rob Dodson covers college basketball for NBC Sports. College basketball is a year-round sport around here now.
It is now.
I mean, I hope y'all understand that. So we will talk to Rob Dodson at 12:25 about Memphis's roster, the decision of Rajon Tucker, and more at 12:25.
Yeah, and ask him about, you know, is Kansas in trouble? You know,
right.
In terms of, you know, we say the recruiting class this year could be the first year they go without a top 50 prospect in a long, long time. And I might also ask him about Juwan Howard and what he thinks about the job he'll do in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty to ask Rob about.
Yep, so that'll happen at 12:25. And then at 1:25, we are going to be joined by Mike Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Wallace, of course, covers the Grizzlies for Grind City Media. We will talk to him about the Grizzlies' luck in the lottery, the potential of Ja Morant, and more. And we'll do some NBA with him, as
no
always.
No question, do some finals.
At 1:25. So that is the show today.
A lot of guests, man.
Looking forward
strong in number
to it. So it is the day of decisions for many players around the country, not just Rajon Tucker, but Rajon Tucker is the only one that we care about here in Memphis. Jordan Bone, like you mentioned last night, was one of the bigger ones who decided to.
Surprise to you?
I was surprised.
The Tennessee point guard?
I was absolutely surprised. I was surprised when he announced his intention to enter the process, how sort of steadfast he was that he was going to stay in it.
Well,
like he said when he declared, I'm probably going to stay in the draft.
How much of it is because he knew how well he would test, right? And we've seen so many guys rise, you know, that time, this time of year because of what, based off what they can do in the combine. You know, it's so much of it's about potential. A lot of these guys have been scouted out plenty.
Yeah.
And you know the measurements. I mean, Dedrick had been there before, so you kind of know what he's going to do. But with Jordan Bone, let's be real, he was an athletic freak. I mean, he's been, you know, he's been compared in some of these drills to Westbrook and others in terms of his in terms of his leaping ability, his speed, and obviously his, but his stock's gone up because of that test, but it hadn't gone up enough to make him a first-round draft pick.
I mean, he's a second rounder.
I mean, the rule used to be, if you're not a guaranteed first-rounder, you stay.
Right.
But I think in this day and age where we've seen, and I don't know if this is all it, but we've seen more guaranteed contracts in the second round. Mm-hmm. Will Barton got one.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen those now that maybe it is that if you're on anybody's mock draft now, round one, round two, you go.
Right.
It used to be rule was, if you ain't in one, you go back. But that is changing. There's no question about it.
I can understand it, though, from the sense of, you know, Grant is gone. Admiral Schofield is gone.
Well, that, too, plays into this decision.
Can you really, with what Tennessee is bringing back next year?
That's like starting over a little bit.
Yeah, can you really improve your stock?
Mm-hmm.
The odds are probably low. So I guess if you feel like you're going to get drafted in the second round, you have to go.
And this is technically supposed to be a thin draft.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about that time and time again.
And you can make some money professionally. When I watched Jordan Bone, I did not see an NBA first-round mock draft.
But, I mean, that's got to concern you if you're – in terms of what you can do.
Maybe I will be surprised. So there are a few other sort of decisions around the country that people will be watching. Obviously, what happens in Kansas with Dotson and Grimes.
No question.
But what we care about here in Memphis is Rajon Tucker. Rajon Tucker, of course, is the graduate transfer guard who committed to Memphis just 2 weeks ago? Mm. I mean, two, three weeks ago,
maybe 3 weeks.
And sort of took the Tigers and what you felt like they could achieve to another level, because he is the experienced guard, the experienced scoring that, simply put, just doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Doesn't exist on this roster with as much talent as they are bringing in.
It was May 11th. Yep.
Yeah, so it's been 3 weeks or so. About 3 weeks. And so now all focus is on Rajon and what he decides to do. You know, I think we've been pretty consistent here, you know, for the last 2 weeks. Even without sort of the rumblings of any academics, right?
Right.
There was always a thought very soon after he committed to Memphis that he would be able to nab a two-way contract, mm-hmm. some kind of sort of guarantee, some kind of promise that he was going to get that from a team simply because he tests so well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like in these workouts, he's 6'5". I think Jonathan Gavone called him a freight train.
Yeah.
You know, he is going to test well in these situations, and usually that will be enough to get some kind of deal. Again, you have to understand, we don't know these guys' financial situations.
True.
And even though you could, in theory, improve, and probably would, improve your stock with the season at Memphis alongside what they have coming in.
Yeah, with how much you'll be dependent upon, you would think.
It's a year. It's a whole entire calendar year of not getting money, not being paid.
That's true.
Not, you know, whatever. And so if you, you know, if you feel like the difference between, you know, not getting paid and 300, like, is there enough of a difference between 1 year at Memphis and not,
mm-hmm.
between $0 and $300,000 potentially, which is what a two-way contract could be?
Right.
You know, it's close.
And just with the scuttlebutt that, again, started last week with Goodman and whether it's academics, could be a moot point, John. Could have to
It may not even matter.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You have to go. I mean, and that has to be said because, again, it may not be a, hey, which one's more? If I come back, I can make more. If he can't come back to college, again, that whole point is moot. And so and here's where I'm at on it. You know, I would love to be surprised today because we've talked about what he represents, 20 points per game last year, 6.7 rebounds, super athlete, as John has laid out. He's 6'5", brings the size, but more importantly, the experience. And you sort of saw him in a position where, you know, just naturally I think he becomes a leader for you because you've got so many freshmen that we expect to contribute on that squad. And so there's great value there. And so for that today, it'd be a pleasant surprise. It'd be a great surprise if today he announces, look, I'm going back to college. I'm going to make it. I'm going to Memphis. That would be great. That said, and I talked to you guys about this before the show off air, Memphis, when it's been close on these, right, there's been a buzz. There's been, you know, you've sort of felt, okay, here's like we talked about to open the show, Precious Achiuah Day, Lester Quiñones Day. We had a feel,
yep.
You know what I'm saying, on those guys, much of it due to the reporting you were doing, John, no question about it. I don't have that feel
yep.
around this one, and that's why I say it would be a pleasant surprise.
Yep.
I don't get that feel that this kid, there's, you know, Memphis has been really good about when it wants good news out. Man, it knows how to create the buzz, and you just don't get it here. And I think I'm safe in saying this. You know, I don't think I'm burning any bridges here. Checked in with Memphis this morning just on this, and right now their answer at this point, from what I've got, is still up in the air.
Yep.
And so, again, they're still, you know, no is not the answer yet. That is not it. So there is something to wait for. I fear it will be, nah, he's probably not coming. Would love to be shocked on that, and that he is.
I was talking to a national basketball person yesterday who's been really sort of monitoring and covering
sure.
who's in, who's out.
Right.
And I told this person, stop ignoring Rajon Tucker. Like, he had like a list of 50-50 guys. What? You know, like guys who their decision hangs in the balance.
In fairness, everybody's asking about it. You go on Twitter and people are asking Goodman, but Rage, it's off the radar.
It is.
No one's talking about it.
And I was told by this national basketball person, he isn't going to Memphis.
Mm.
So it would be a shock, I think, to a lot of people if he ends up making it to campus. And by the way, just came across Armani Brooks, the talented player for Houston.
Houston.
He is staying in the draft.
Good for him. Good for Houston. Oh, staying in the draft?
Yeah, staying in the draft. That's a blow for Houston.
I thought you were saying staying in Houston. I'm sorry.
I was hearing you before
you said the words.
Yeah, it's a huge blow for Houston. And
it is.
And, yeah, it definitely widens the gap in the American. I mean, Jaron Cumberland's staying at Cincinnati, but what else do they have? You know, so it's going to be there's going to be a big gap between Memphis and everybody else in the conference. Don't you think that? I mean, to me, like, it's wide. I mean, Kelvin Sampson's a really good coach, man, but Armani Brooks was going to do a lot for them.
Oh, he was going to be their backcourt guy this year.
I mean,
because everybody else was, for the most part, in that backcourt.
I mean, this might knock them out of the preseason top 25.
Could.
He's going to be their leading scorer, more than likely.
Yeah, it could.
You know? So that's definitely
he'll plug holes.
And the issue –
they'll be top half of AAC.
The issue with this for Memphis, it's good for Memphis in the sense that, okay, you can probably – you can think about running the table and like having a great year in the American, run away with it.
Yeah.
But it also does diminish the value of the league. It does diminish, like, you're not going to be a four-bid league. You know, you're not going to get the respect that the American probably should get.
And typically will get in years to come.
Yeah, Houston is one of those brands you sort of like, you just automatically say, okay, they're going to be awesome
mm-hmm.
every year. They're going to be good every year. And they still may be, right? This is a sizable blow. It's like you lose a leading score.
Well, it becomes a seeding question to a point, John. If you run the AAC
exactly.
in a down year, what
exactly.
does that get you in terms of that national respect and in terms of what seed you can earn in terms of the tournament? We've seen Memphis beat this. You know, when you were in a weak league in CUSA, and the way to do it is go play that strong out-of-conference schedule. My question would be, do we think this schedule is strong enough out-of-conference? And we just talked about how Tennessee could be a little down
right.
as opposed to where they were last year. Certainly not a top-10 type team coming in here.
Right.
You're going to Knoxville next year. You know, you got Georgia on there, a good Georgia team that's got a top-10 recruiting class, yes, including Anthony Edwards, a guy we think will be just as high, if not right there behind James Wiseman in the 2020 draft. But is that – with so much youth with that Georgia team, John, how good are they going to be?
Right.
So you start to, yes, if you're going to have a down AAC, you'd like a up there, out of conference schedule, really, really tough.
Right.
You know, you got Oregon in there, they'll be good. NC State's a projected tournament team. Ole Miss is on there. So solid, right? But what you don't have on there is a blue blood, something like that, where you can point to and say, okay, well, I know they'll be top five, top 10. Do you? Unless I'm missing anything, because Tennessee won't be that this year.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, they're not a blue blood, but I'm at top 10 team.
Yeah, I think so. But that's one decision that could have a huge impact in the American. And then
I think America can be solid.
The merit of Rajon's decision, what does it change for Memphis if he's not on the roster? What does it, you know, because right now they are over at Gary Parrish's top 25 and one. They are number five, I believe. They're number five right now. And I asked Gary this morning, I said, you know, if and when Rajon does not make it to campus, what does that do for their ranking? And he said they'll end up still somewhere between 5 and 7. So, not much of an impact. Just because, listen, they are so loaded.
Right.
They are so loaded. it does sort of change, you know, because the reality is, man, they're gonna start four freshmen, more than likely. Like, this pretty much guarantees they're gonna start four freshmen.
You're saying Boogie, you're saying DJ, you're saying Precious, you're saying Wiseman.
Yeah,
just saw them, yeah.
And it could be five. You never know. Like, I mean, there's gonna be some battles, you know, but at least four.
Mm-hmm.
Lance Thomas isn't starting. Isaiah Maurice isn't starting.
That's a safe bet.
You know, so they're going to be
at least four.
And I think there's a stat, like, no team that started four freshmen has ever won a national championship. You know, so Memphis could very well be the first. They certainly have the talent. They have the number one recruiting class.
Mm-hmm.
But it does just sort of, you know, it's hard when you have that much inexperience.
Yeah.
It's talent, but it's inexperience. So
absolutely.
There's going to be massive hurdles along the way.
Well, here's the deal. In most years, you lose a guy that, in the sense that you don't get a guy that you expected to have, that averaged 20-6 and as athletic as he is, and that is a death blow. You know, that's a ceiling blow in terms of how far you can go. And to your point, the talent is there. I think this is where we talk about, okay, there's a log jam at some positions. You know, what is Memphis going to do here? Going to be a challenge for Penny Hardaway to get guys to buy into roles because there's so much talent here. This may be a case, it might be, where, again, you take out one and it helps you in the sense that maybe it makes it flow a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? In terms of younger guys having to get into that position, step up, you've got a good number of talented guys, right? What you want is a program that's got enough talent behind that to go fill the gap as best you can.
Yep.
Most programs don't for a guy in this position, Rajon Tucker. You would be depending on him, right, for maybe even a shot at the NCAA tournament in some cases. Now, would he have picked you if that's the case? Probably not. But you see my point here. Memphis has a good problem. We've said it. It was a talent problem. And so what you've got is guys will have to step up. It's like we were talking last week.
No doubt.
Rajon felt like he was going to be a natural leader because he's been through it, and you'll have so many freshmen playing that would you figure look up to him. All this means is the next guy's got to step up. Next guy stands up, and they've got the sort of talent to plug those holes.
Yeah, I need to make a correction, and I apologize. This is a massive oversight by me. There has been a team that started four freshmen that's won the national championship. Did you know that? It was in 1944.
Mm.
It was in 1944.
What was that?
Utah.
Okay, thank you. Can you name that starting lineup for us, please?
I cannot. They lost, and this is a different time. It's a different time, clearly. They lost in the first round of the NIT, but then they found a spot in the NCAA tournament. I'm not sure how that happened back then, but apparently the NIT was like a preseason. I don't know what it was. Who the hell knows what it was? Arkansas, here's what happened. They lost in the first round of the NIT. Arkansas had to withdraw from the NCAA tournament because they had two players injured in a car accident. And so the Utes claimed the Arkansas spot.
What if they'd still been playing in the NIT? If they'd won? Would they have been available? Would
three
they
games,
just jumped from one
three games
to
later,
the, other?
The Utes were national
an
champions.
Interesting story.
So they were only three games.
And is that a true story?
Bro, this is on 247
wow.
Sports. Yeah. So I'm bringing you the good stuff. But
you dug deep today.
That's good.
This really doesn't count.
Not to me.
This is very much a there's an asterisk by this national championship. So in the modern era, no team that's ever won that's ever started four freshmen has won a national championship. Memphis is going to be the first.
When are we gonna name this group?
When are we going to name this group? I know people love to name things, and this is but you have to be very delicate with this because
I know we typically like to let it happen organically, John. But it feels like, Brad, it really does, like this is that could be a historic year.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you've only got some of these guys, we assume, but I think we know with at least two of them, for 1 year. And so, again, whether it's Fab Five, whatever, it seems like these times have to be rightly nicknamed. I don't want to miss out on an opportunity here, John. You know, somebody else going to go get this, come up with the perfect name, and we miss out.
Yeah, you could do this.
When there is opportunity here.
It could sweep
the nation.
People have called it the Hateful Eight. You know, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about the reprise of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I it's not me, but, I mean, we can get people. I mean, Mark Gennaro's at the vet. We were going to have him here. We can do it next. You want to have people call in and name this team? It's a big.
Well, I mean, is this not something that has to be done?
I guess it's the number one
recruiting class in the country.
Yes.
But it's
the only time you've been one, first time in the 247 sports era.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to name these guys. We're not going to give them a nickname or something. I don't want to sound like corny dude here, but I also think there's an opportunity here.
I also want to say, though,
foolish
that
to let it pass.
Just because we're going to take calls does not mean that I'm going to like any of them. And I will say that. So, I mean, this is a very important responsibility here. And
well,
we
now they ain't
going to
call because you're going to slap them upside the head and tell them.
No, because they have good ideas. They're going to call. They have really good ideas. They're not going to take this lightly. They're going to call in. They're going to have good ideas. And we're going to come up with a name when we come back. 535-377-6535-ESPN. This is a big one. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
If you own a commercial building and someone says, you need a new roof, call Joe Stallnaker at 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings before you do anything else. Let Joe show you how restoring your current roof with a high-quality coating system can save you up to 70% compared to expensive conventional systems. 901 Roof's coating systems carry up to 20-year leak-free warranties. Give them a call at 901-287-1923 and give your old roof a new life. If you don't have a roof issue but know someone who does, contact 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings and earn up to $2,500 per referral.
Want to treat your car right? His Frampol! Thankfully, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just do a Fram 3 filter job and your vehicle will be properly maintained. Oil filter, air filter, cabin air filter. 3 Fram filters and you know the job's done right. And if they don't carry Fram, maybe you're in the wrong place. So remember, if you can count to 3, you can get the job done right. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
JJ Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track.
Uh-oh.
But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Save up to 25% with discounts at Direct Auto. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today. Direct General Group, Nashville. Rates vary. Discounts subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
Sponsored by Account Temps. Overworked? Understaffed? Facing unexpected turnover? Account Temps provides highly skilled temporary professionals exactly when you need them most. From payroll managers and bookkeepers to senior accountants, Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
Down home, the best things in life are almost free. The almost free deal at Church's. One leg, one thigh, plus a honey butter biscuit. Just $1.99 for a limited time. Church's, bringing that down home flavor.
Offer valid at participating locations.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At Dell, we know running a small business takes hard work. As a thank you, for all of Small Business Month, we're offering up to 45% off select computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, get additional savings when you call a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor. Call 877-BUY-DELL today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Additional savings valid May 6th through 30th at 8 a.m. Eastern on select computers from customer calls Dell. Excludes Dell Canvas, PowerEdge T30, and select order codes.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected, and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay offer in 6/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Hit it.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, yeah, sure getting done. Look at him. Ha. We're going to have.
All right, so here's the story of Lewis. Lewis is a loyal listener to the show. He's Facebook friends with Jason. And he's had multiple conversations with the Live Love Memphis team over the last year or so. Finally decided he wanted to get his household, and he picked the Live Love Memphis group to do it because they are the best. They reveal themselves as the best. So they listed his house on a Monday, and the next day it was under contract for list price. Ain't that amazing?
John, imagine this. Lewis hit me up on DM on Facebook and said, thank you, man, for mentioning my name, my story on the air. Now, thank you, Lewis, number one, for listening to us, number two, for trusting us and going with the right group, the Live Love Memphis group. Lewis got that home sold. I got that home sold, messing with Live Love. They did it in 6 days. You could be the same. Be the next in line. Go do your homework. LiveLoveMemphis.com. You can do it there. Or if you're ready to call, you're ready to trust us like Lewis did, call them up. 901-685-6000. Again, 685-6000. The person to call is Jennifer Carstensen. It's just a matter of handing it over to her and her team, and you'll get that home sold. The Live Love Memphis group there, LiveLoveMemphis.com.
All right, so here is the deal. The University of Memphis has the number one recruiting class in America.
Thank you.
That's what they have. And they've got seven players.
Right. Not eight. Seven freshmen. Right.
Eight would be Rajon Tucker, who we don't believe will make it to campus.
Right. And again, it defeats it's the seven. It's the freshman. Rajon Tucker can't be on 24/7 as part of the recruiting class. You get my point.
Right.
Number one class.
Now, I will say this, too. There is a chance that if Rajon doesn't make it, they can add – it won't be a freshman, though. I highly doubt it will be a freshman. It will be like a junior college transfer or something like that.
You tell me what's appropriate here, naming all the newcomers or all the freshmen that are part of the number one class. That's right. More naturally, it'd be you're naming the freshman,
if they add another player, though, like from the junior college ranks, he's still a newcomer, and he's still part of the class.
What, that's 7 plus 1?
Yes, that means
the Mighty 7 and a JUCO?
That means, yeah, there you go. That's the name.
I don't know about that, bro. I don't know if that rings.
I'm just trying to find
the natural organic nickname here.
This is like
and
Fab
hopefully
Five
our callers
type.
Have
is that what you're thinking?
Absolutely.
Something like that.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Something that's going to sweep the
nation.
Let's
make sure we take this very seriously.
And we will be responsible for it.
Yeah, okay, good.
I don't want to miss this.
This will change the dynamic and the landscape.
It could, be doing a 30 for 30 on this in a
landmark show here.
James Wiseman, Precious Achiuwa, Boogie Ellis, DJ Jeffries, Lester Quinones, Malcolm Dandridge, and Damian Ball.
That's a strong set.
That's the class. Seven players. Okay. Now we're not counting. We're not counting Lance Thomas. Either,
no,
right?
No. Yes. Okay. And we love those guys. This is not a slight on anybody else. This is naming the guys that are part of the 2019 class.
Number one in the country. Number one in your hearts. What's the name of the class? I'm ready to roast. Steven, you're first up. Let's go.
We got the Eyes of the Tiger.
The Eyes of the Tiger. Steven, appreciate the call. That was terrible.
Come on, bro.
Eyes of the Tiger?
Here's what I know. It's a little.
I have to agree.
Eyes of the Tiger.
It's a little cliche. I'd like the number to be involved if we can, but I do like the actual thinking outside the box that you only have to tie it to the seven.
You guys,
I like that he's trying. It didn't get you.
It can't sound cheesy is what you're saying.
14 Eyes of the Tiger. Let's do that one, okay? Tom, you're up.
Yeah, don't make a lot of sense.
All right, guys. So are you familiar with the New Day in the WWE?
You know my man is.
I'm familiar with the New Day in the WWE, yes.
Okay, so this is perfect, right? They have a move they do where they tag in alternating, and they just stomp people into the mat, and they call it the Unicorn Stampede.
Oh.
Okay, the Unicorn Stampede.
Oh.
You rotate whoever you want in, and we're just going to run over everybody.
Oh.
Unicorn Stampede.
Now, I like Tom, appreciate the call. I do like the weaving of the unicorn into it because he is the unicorn, James Wiseman is. Mm-hmm.
That idea I love. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so Unicorn Stampede is the early leader in the
and
club.
And very original, like it. I like it.
It is very original. Let's go to Larry in Whitehaven. Larry, what's up?
What's going on?
Yo.
Okay, smoke and mirrors.
Hell no.
You're going to have to explain that one, Larry.
We're going to have to explain that every time.
I get the smoke part. What's
the mirrors? Hardaway said smoke. We want the smoke.
Yes.
Smoke and mirrors.
What's the mirrors part?
That's a magician thing. What's going on, Jason?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine.
Man, I don't know about you.
Martial law, Jason.
Oh, it's good to hear from you, sir.
Who's Larry?
Oh, who is this?
What's up, Larry? I used to work with Larry. He used to frame houses. We framed the mayor's son's house together back in the day. Larry, how you doing? Larry Smith.
Then, and then you just roasted him.
Well, Larry, I don't like Smoke and Mirrors because we sound weak. It sounds like every team coming here think they're playing Smoke and Mirrors. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, we got the magic, bruh.
We do.
We got the magic.
We do have the magic. And I like the smoke idea. Larry's good. Are you doing all right, brother? It's good to hear
doing
from you.
Doing fine. Here, I'm going to retire Friday, Jason.
Man, congratulations on it, brother. You deserve
Larry.
It, man. I appreciate you listening, brother. I'm going to come see you, Larry.
All right, do all right, it. I listen to you every day, man.
Thank you, brother. I'm going to come see you soon, Larry. Appreciate it. Appreciate
I mean,
the call.
What's Larry going to do for you?
You like that?
He's retired,
see,
man.
I'm a man of the people.
Larry can't do nothing for you no more.
Ain't nobody going to call in and they worked an old job with John, you know what I'm saying, out doing real
yes.
man
you
work out
here. You know what I like
here?
About your show is when people call, you've worked with them.
You're dang
like,
right.
You're a people show.
Man
you
of
are
the
of
people,
the people.
Welcome.
Of the people.
Welcome into being a part
Love
of this, brother.
That.
I worked at Taco Bell. Debo's Wings, American Cookie, and Abercrombie & Fitch.
Nobody remember your name.
Those were my jobs. Let's go to Randy downtown. Hello, Randy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up,
oh,
brother?
Randy, my guy, man. We worked at Taco Bell together. What's up, man?
No.
What's up, dog? He did that.
Man, so good to hear from you, Randy.
Hey, look, check this out, though. He kind of softened my blow, but this is what I was thinking. Penny Hardaway said, we want all the smoke.
Yes.
But when you play this squad, you don't want that smoke. So I was thinking our squad is the smoke. We the smoke.
Okay, so you're saying this
squad. We want the smoke, but they don't want the smoke.
Okay.
We the smoke.
We are the smoke.
The smoke.
What about the Memphis Smoke Shop?
All right, Randy, thanks for the call. How about Tinderbox?
Well, I like Tinderbox.
You like that? Let's just.
It's original.
I mean, goodness gracious.
You don't like Tinderbox.
This is going very poorly. I'm not going
to
lie to you.
It has to be catchy.
Yeah, I mean,
we're trying to sweep the
nation.
Unicorn
Stampede, not even, like, nobody's even touching Unicorn Stampede yet.
So far, I can give it to you.
Let's go to TJ. TJ, save this segment.
You know, I think they're making it a little too difficult. I think you got to go
yes.
Savvy 7.
What is it?
Savvy 7.
Saddy?
Yeah, Savvy. S-A-V-V-Y.
Oh, Savvy.
Dude.
Savvy 7. Okay,
Jason's
gonna
mind.
Like that one because that's his word.
You know I love it. That's a well hello there if I ever heard one in my life.
There is some alliteration though.
Well, hello there.
TJ, mm-hmm. appreciate the call, man. There is some alliteration there, which is an improvement.
Sometimes simple is
I
best.
I don't think you want alliteration though, do you? Do you
I think it, I mean you.
Well,
I mean
Fab Five worked.
Yeah, that worked, but that was like 1989.
Well, alliteration never goes out of style, Brad.
Never.
You're right.
Never. You're
Good
absolutely
point.
Right.
Let's go to.
I'm not mad at Savvy Seven.
Charles in Munford. Charles, I'm optimistic about your suggestion. Let's hear it.
Munford, yeah, I'm from Memphis, man. What's up? Hey, check this out. This is Memphis. Everybody's idolizing these kids, wanting to be these kids. They're the Memphis Idols.
The Memphis
and guess
Idols.
What? Guess what? The Memphis Idols are about to come to life, buddy.
Mm.
All right, Charles, appreciate it. Memphis Idols.
Mm. He touched me with that one. There's something about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that
might
one.
Be, let's, might be two up there.
Let's go to Daniel. Daniel, you're on.
Hey, guys, man, you watch some of these highlight tapes of these freshmen dunking on people in the AAU and watch their facial expressions when they see them on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
First thing that came to my mind is the Sinister Seven. What y'all think?
The Sinister
Ooh-wee.
Seven. Daniel, appreciate the call.
Ooh-wee.
Sinister.
I like Sinister.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on. Mike. Stage fright. Let's go to Hank from Horn Lake. Hank,
oh,
you never let us
What's
down.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
What about where there's smoke, there's fire?
Okay, where there's smoke, there. But we're talking about a class, though. That's more like a phrase.
Well, just phrase it into the class.
All right, Hank. Appreciate it. Where there's
Hank's
smoke,
on one.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. Let's go to Jamar. You're on.
We're talking about nickname, not slogan.
Yes. Hey, I think we should just keep it simple, man. Just say the Sensational Seven.
The Sensational
See,
Seven.
The folks that are saying keep it simple, that's resonating with me. I like Sensational Seven as well.
Jamar, appreciate the call.
I'm sure if it's our best one, but I like it.
Let's recap here real quick before
okay.
we get to the
just
rest.
Just the ones that have stood out.
I got to kind of catch my breath here.
The Unicorn Stampede. I get on from a text here from Contar Mackley likes Penny's Posse, Sinister Seven, and What was that last one?
That was Sinister. I don't know. Sensational 7.
Sensational 7, yes. Yeah. Can read my own handwriting here.
Sensational 7 here.
So, I mean, those have been the highlights.
Unicorn Stampede.
Savvy 7 was on there.
What's your favorite so far?
Well, you know I'm partial to
savvy. I know,
word
the word savvy,
savvy
yeah.
But again, that's for me. That's on this side of
and
the
table.
And
that's what we talk about.
We can do better.
Penny
we can
is
do better.
Savvy.
I'm not
We're not necessarily
on.
Saying that the class is
what
savvy.
What about Penny's posse?
Posse has like racial tones.
We would, yeah, we'd have to have a Clay Travis segment about that.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's go to. I don't know. I'm losing faith by the call. Let's go to Michael. Michael, you're on.
There's something here.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Yo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about keeping it simple.
Yep.
So, you know, Penny's got his shoe. So why not say P7, Penny Sevens, because these are his seven kids to come in, his real true first class come in. This is the P7.
P7. Okay. Michael, appreciate it.
I mean, if it's seven, could you do Magnificent Seven?
You could do Magnificent Seven.
Yeah. Yeah. I just figured that one was a little cliche, but that should be on the list of ones we've considered. Well, P7?
Yeah, P7 is that's
that,
what he voted for.
I'm not sure.
You'd have to explain it, but I like the shortness of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's go to
1 cent sevens.
Casey. Casey, you're on.
Nope.
You took his damn answer.
The 1 cent sevens.
I'm getting tweets of people saying pennies from heaven. Let's go
Hello?
To Mike. Mike, you're on.
Oh.
Yeah, how about the seven unicorns?
Seven unicorns. There you go, Mike. Appreciate the call, man. I mean, I.
Sound a little, yeah.
I'm just. Yeah.
Little My Little Pony.
This is why I didn't necessarily want to do this.
John, it's in here. You understand? And we will be responsible for this.
I'm sorry, Penny. You deserve
it's
better.
It's coming. He's heard some good ones.
This class deserves better.
007s?
007s. Let's go.
Seven ups?
Let's go. Too smooth. Too smooth.
Getting cornier?
What's up, guys? What's up?
Man, nail us with it. Hit us with it.
Man, you got to have something catchy. And like you said, since we're talking about smoke and fire and burn and all that, let's call them the Sizzling Seven.
The Sizzling Seven. That makes me think of Western Sizzling. Y'all remember Western Sizzling?
Yeah, it was good eating.
That a restaurant?
It's a restaurant, Brad. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, you're on.
Hello?
We got
Jerry,
you, brother.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
You got a suggestion?
Types there, Jerry.
Yeah, what about the Young Guns?
The Young Guns. Now, we do live in an age now in 2019 where that is a very sensitive subject, Jerry.
So
you got to be careful out there, but we appreciate the call. Anything with, you know, ammunition, artillery, you know, firepower, firearms, you got to be very careful.
No, that's good. You're good at this. You're good at laying down the rules.
Especially when we're talking about a college campus.
And again,
you know,
we're looking organic here.
Let's go to
not force.
Let's go to Bobby. Bobby, you're on.
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up, brother?
Well, hey, I think we could salvage something from the Memphis Express and steal their logo.
Okay. Steal their logo.
Steal the logo and put the 747s and have that flying through the 747s.
Okay, so you're saying the class name is the Memphis Express?
No, the 747s and have the logo, the jet flying through the numbers.
Well, you're going to get a lawsuit from Mike Singletary.
Well, he don't have any money anyway, so what difference does it make?
Oh, my Lord.
He does have money,
Mike
Bobby.
Bobby.
He owes Holiday Inn some money, doesn't he, for his room?
He probably does. You're probably right, Bobby. Appreciate the call. I think it's more of the organization now than Mike. Let's take a couple more. Daniel.
Yes.
You're on.
Awesome. How about the Bluff City 7?
The Bluff City 7. Okay. There's a little bit of alliteration in there.
Mm-hmm.
Not terrible. Not great. But not
I've
terrible.
I've got it circled as one of the better ones.
Daniel, appreciate it. Then we're going to go to Terry, JP, then Will, and then we are going to mercifully put an end to this. Let's go to Terry. Terry, you're on.
Guys. I'm not going to try to be original. Being a fan of old Western movies, let's just call it like it is and call them the Magnificent Seven.
Magnificent Seven.
There's one for Brad.
Yeah, there's one for Brad. Brad loves that one. That's in the new cash code next quarter. And then let's wrap it up with Will. Will, you are it, man. You're the last hope.
All right, I got one for you. How about Blue Blood Killers? because we're going to be some assassins out on the court.
Okay, I appreciate the aggression there. Blue Blood Killers. The problem, though, is that they will not be playing any Blue Bloods on their schedule. And so it will be hard to kill them unless you see them deep into the insular return.
DD Joyner on Twitter, the 7 cents.
Okay, 7 cents, or am I like the that's like the 6 cents?
No, well, he's actually going the seven, C-E-N-T-S, the
Yeah,
cents.
But it makes me think of
but
six
it does,
cents.
And is there something there?
I that see
was
dead people.
That was organic. I don't know. I that was organic, though, what you just did, you know what I'm saying? Anyway.
I have to be honest with you guys.
Did we fail?
I think we failed.
Was the name not in there?
What?
The name was in there
what?
Somewhere, bro.
No, it was
not. The person
not.
That names this, and it's going to, because I'm telling you, there will be, just like the Fab Five, somebody's going to name this thing.
When the Fab Five.
I bet you that name came out just
look,
now.
Look, mm-hmm. The Fab Five.
The one that takes off.
When somebody mentioned that and suggested it, when they suggested it, it was, I guarantee you, at that time, it was like, oh my God, that's perfect. It's like, this is perfect. Fab Five. No, like there was, I mean, Unicorn Stampede was the best one to me, and it's just not, it's like, it's not catchy, you know? And in 25 years, are people going to refer to that class
Remember
as the Unicorn
well,
Stampede?
Well, no, they're not.
Yes.
What was the coach?
That's not the one, but we liked it, the outside the box.
Tulane had the posse. What was that?
Yeah, Perry.
Perry, Ella,
pretty sure it was Perry Clark's, but Perry's posse. Yeah.
Perry's posse.
I think it was Perry's posse.
Yeah, so you could something with
Perry
Penny.
Clark's
Again,
team.
It was a different time back
then.
That's
a good point.
Yeah, you might be a little too sensitive about that. But again, I didn't hear it just go to your point. Oh, that's it. When we heard pops.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway,
right.
You know, maybe we'll try this again.
Seven Main.
What?
Oh, I love Seven Main. I love Seven Main.
Main.
Seven Main is
we just
solid.
Got that on Facebook on from somebody.
Seven Main. I love
M-A-N-E.
Seven Main. Yeah. Seven Main is like that's the. I think that's the winner. Like as soon as I heard it, I got excited.
Hold on. Well, I mean, if
Seven
that's the
Main.
Winner, we got to give credit where credit's due, right?
Who did that?
That's
good.
Yeah, John, what's wrong with that? That's hitting on me a little
seven
bit.
Seven Main.
Seven Main.
I love Seven Main.
What?
No.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be plural? Shouldn't it be this town went over?
Yeah, over Main Street. But shouldn't it be plural? Seven Mains?
No, we wouldn't say that even here.
No.
We wouldn't, not even in the street, we'd say Main.
Yeah, but Main is singular,
Mains.
Though. That's a singular use. Seven Main? That's like, how much money? $7 Main. You know, like, I mean, it just doesn't, it doesn't work for me. That's going to be a no for me, dog.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I mean, if you want to use Maine, if you want to incorporate use of the word Maine somewhere, I'm happy to do
Brad,
it.
Brad, you liked it.
I loved it as soon as I heard it.
Okay, this might just be
Seven
a hater.
Seven Maine.
This might just be a hater right here. We'll see.
No, I want the best for this class.
Yeah.
And nothing but the best.
And if it becomes that, I got finally. Oh, it's from Jake Key. Oh, yeah. Seven Maine for the nickname. Seven Maine, M-A-N-E.
I'm not opposed to the use of the word Maine. I'd love that, but I think we can find a better one.
So here's a few from Twitter on 92.9. The Sensational Seven, the Ones. Call the guys the Ones.
Yeah, for Penny.
Okay.
Yeah, 1 cent.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
That's all you got there.
All right.
Oh, that was a ton of those.
All right, we'll come back.
Yeah, only a couple on that.
Yeah, thanks for that. Nick DiPaolo going to join us on the other side. We will talk about John Morant, the shoe deal that he just got yesterday. Him as the face of a franchise that I love to talk about. We'll do that next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 12 noon, ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
Tap into your inner eagle and spread your wings. With Yuengling Traditional Lager, the bold amber color, 190 years in the making, all American brew. Brewed for good times with classic flavor and delicious taste. Yuengling Traditional Lager is a true original. So plug in, rock out, and let the night take flight. Because Yuengling Traditional Lager is good to the last sip and good to the last call. What are you waiting for? Reach for the brew that was made with good times in mind. Tap into your inner eagle. Yuengling Traditional Lager. Spread your wings.
Spread my wings.
DG Yuengling, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly.
I'm on fire.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information.
Guys, do you have trouble going the distance? Do you crescendo too soon? Arrive at the party too early? Is your alphabet A, B?
Oops.
Does your firecracker go off before the 4th?
Then you need to go quick as a bunny to 4hims.com because 4hims offers treatments for PE and access to doctors who can evaluate you for prescription options. And right now, get started for just $10. No in-office doctor's visits, no trips to the pharmacy, no high prices. Just the help you want to keep going and going and going and going.
Hurry to 4hims.com and slow down. To get started at this incredible $10 price, go to 4hims.com/distance. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/distance. forhims.com/distance.
Jason and John Guest's appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, his name is Nick DiPaola. He's one of our favorites, covers the shoe industry, shoe deals for ESPN and Nice Kicks on Twitter at Nick DiPaola, and he joins us now. Nick, what's going on, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on again, guys.
A lot to get to, Ja Morant, Zion Williamson, and more. But first, really quickly, want to touch on the University of Memphis. You're very familiar with Penny Hardaway. You spent a lot of time with him. Memphis has the number one recruiting class in the country. Does that come as a surprise to you as somebody who knows his brand, who knows what he represents, and sort of how much clout he still has in the shoe industry? Does that come as any kind of surprise to you?
I think it's been a little surprising that I think it all happened this quickly. Obviously, there's a natural connection with James Wiseman, who's the top player in the country, and with Penny knowing him from before. But you know, he hasn't really proven himself yet as a coach at the college level. So for this many great players to really trust him and trust the recruiting process with him, I think it's just a great sign of how he can relate to guys and how likable he is and the program he's trying to build.
Does that, I mean, do you think that speaks at all to sort of, you know, his brand and his sort of, you know, because he's posting pictures of his shoe and he's got all these colorways and no, like nobody's come out and said, I picked Memphis because of, you know, his shoe, but maybe subconsciously, you know, that's a part of it. Yeah. Does that factor in at all, you think, to his ability to still, you know, to go out of Memphis and get top guys like Precious Achiuwa, for example?
I mean, just history in the game and both on the sneaker side and on the NBA side. I think every guy that he's been able to recruit, their goal is to, you know, get out of and get on to the A. And so a guy that's been through that and been through the ups and downs of it can definitely help prepare them. It's really crazy to think because the Foam Posit is definitely Penny's most, I guess, iconic sneaker, and pretty much all of these dudes after the Foam first came out. So I don't know, you know, exactly the timeline there, but I think for sure just Penny's personality and kind of respect he garners, that's probably the biggest thing.
Nick, Grizzlies reportedly have let all interested parties know. I think that's the way it was put, that, you know, they're going after Ja Morant. You've got the story about Ja signing with Nike. Did you? It looks like, and I learned from your story, he's following sort of Ray Allen, who played with his dad back in high school in terms of his business approach. Was it smart of Ja to zero right in on Nike and go for it, not listen to others? Did you think it's smart to just go ahead and get your place in line?
So it's a great debate because the best way to usually do it and what most agents would suggest is let's set up meetings with every single brand and see what everybody offers and then negotiate from there. But the thing that's interesting is the rescale is just the numbers are escalating so much. So I think, you know, he's going to make between like, I think it's like $38 or $40 million in his 4 years with the Grizzlies in his first 4 years. Assuming they pick up the third and fourth year options, which I like his chances. And so if you're going to be negotiating with brands and maybe it's a $300,000 difference between Puma and Adidas and Nike, you know, his thing along was he wanted to sign with Nike. That's always been his favorite brand. They have a crowded bunch of players already. Like, he has himself become a great player also. So I thought it was an interesting move. Not everybody would do that. They kind of took the same approach as an agent. They didn't interview agents, and they really liked the guy that they signed with, Jim Tanner, who's very much known for kind of his integrity and reputation. And so they locked in on Nike's plan. That's who they signed with.
On Ja Morant, Nick, to me, it feels like the opportunity to draft him at number two gives the Grizzlies maybe something that they've frankly never had in the history of the franchise, which is a guy who can really be a face. You know, Mike Conley, a really good player, but, you know, his marketability, like, I think you could talk to people around the league and you could have different sort of sides of that argument. Marc Gasol, Zach Randolph, Tony Allen, they sort of did things the hard way. They didn't necessarily have guys who were marketable from a national standpoint. Does Ja Morant represent that? It to me, feels like he does, with sort of the way he plays and his explosive athleticism, dunking on people. Could Ja Morant become, as a rookie, the most marketable player the Grizzlies have ever had?
Oh, I think out the gate for sure. I mean, I'm a huge Jason Williams fan, so of course I would go to those early days when he was there in terms of, like, the electricity he could play with.
Yep.
The way Ja plays above the rim and the way he kind of sees the floor, he can do it all, and I think his game translates so well to the current era. I think, you know, obviously Zion's an incredibly exciting player, but long term, I mean, Ja could be one of the best players in this class, but also the most complex. So, as a floor general, but it's definitely a dynamic that Memphis hasn't had in a long time, if not ever.
Nick, school me on this. Could the roster get too long for Nike? You know, that's one thing I've learned so much from reading your stories is keeping me in track with who's on and how big the roster's getting. And they've obviously added Morant. Is there a concern or a danger in getting too many guys, or is Nike so big, if you can suck them all up, go for it?
Yeah, and that's the thing with Jaws' decision that I found interesting. So about 68% of the league last year wore Nikes. Mm-hmm. Another 7 or 8% wore Jordans. And if you're Ja, you're looking at Nike, and they have 5 signature shoes already, and then this is going to launch this summer, which will be a 6.
Yep.
And they've got Ben Simmons, Devin Booker, De'Aaron Fox, Jason Tatum, like Luka's there. They have a lot of great players. And so I thought it was interesting that he didn't look to sign with Jordan. Mm-hmm. I thought Jordan would have been a great fit. I'm assuming Ray Allen tried to probably nudge them that way.
Yeah.
But I think it's definitely a crowded group, and he's going to have to basically be, you know, an all-NBA caliber player to potentially get a signature shoe, and it's going to be a tougher path than had he gone anywhere.
That's what I thought.
And then in terms of getting activated, getting marketing, you know, obviously Memphis, not one of the preferred markets, but as we've seen with KD and OKC, I mean, something that he can play achieve.
It's come out that Master P and his son Romeo want to sign Zion Williamson to a $20 million shoe deal. Do they have a shot at it, Nick?
I don't know how the financials would work in terms of if that's a viable deal or not. It seems like a pretty on-the-spot TMZ offer.
Yeah.
If I was Zion, I'd sign it immediately because they're saying you have to wear off-court shoes. So I would sign for $20 million with them on the court, and then I would sign with the cheese brand for on the court, and that's another million right there. So if your buffer is pretty legitimate, which I'm not sure if it is, that's something to look into. But it's been interesting because, you know, I think the biggest point of advice I probably would have given to Zion was to look to sign the deal before the draft, before the teams at the top were really determined. And the fact that they waited and it ended up being New Orleans, it was less than ideal for sure, the Knicks and Lakers being on the board at one point. And so they've kind of been slow playing this process out, and things haven't really even started to get rolling. So we're still a couple weeks away from his decision for sure.
Probably wise for him. Nick, we always appreciate
man,
the time, man. Thanks for
appreciate
coming on
you,
and
Nick.
Breaking it down, man, as always.
All right. Thanks, Phil.
Yep. He is Nick DePaul, covers the shoe industry for ESPN.
Calling in from Penny's wine cellar. No
clearly is calling in from Penny's wine cellar. But, I mean, I do think Ja Morant's worth that conversation. Like, he is going to be the most marketable, like, Grizzly ever. You know, Jason Williams, to a degree, was that him. He was in the Nike commercial, and he was dribbling in that commercial.
Well, let's be real. I mean, he reached a whole huge audience, did he not, John?
He did.
Let's be real about that. Bunch of little guys like you.
That's right.
Let's be real. There's a lot of y'all.
More than you probably think.
Oh, no, I know. There's a ton of y'all. You outnumber us by a ton. And you've got buying power.
I love those
Grizzlies.
And so
when you had Jay Will playing like that, white chocolate out there.
We did not just have Jay Will, though.
It was turning you on.
We had Jay Will and Mike Miller on the same damn team.
Let it fly.
Can you believe that?
Yep.
Can you believe that?
White folks, get it!
I mean, that was like, whew,
in all honesty, we were all giddy. Those were great players to have together. But I'm just saying, for white folks, it's an extra level, right? Let's just be honest. Get to the go to a job. It was an extra level, wasn't it?
What?
Of white pride.
With Jason Williams?
Having those two out there, him and Mike.
I shed a tear when I think about it.
I know you do.
I mean, it makes me damn near emotional.
Mm-hmm. You long for the days when the white man take the league back over, don't you?
No, I don't care about that.
Oh, okay, okay.
I actually like sort of having like the token white player to sort of put all my hope behind. Yeah. You know, that's
Connor Crabtree.
That's what I did with Chandler Parsons, you know, and I got burned for that one. Never again.
You did get burned by that one.
I wrote on Twitter when he signed with the Grizzlies that this was a transformative day in Memphis.
Why do you
and
do that?
And it was actually for other reasons, though.
It's like flogging yourself, bringing that back up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's. I want to be, you know, held accountable for that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? And I will never I will never get that excited over a free agent signing ever again. Like, I really believed it was going to change the fortunes of the city and the Grizzlies.
You kind of been saying putting that on Ja, too.
Ja will, though. Ja, I believe in Ja. I'm putting my point guard evaluations, as you know, flawless. You cannot find a flaw in them.
I feel like this young man's built for it, so I'm with you on this.
Yeah, like he's going to dunk on everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.